bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 17th chapter of Acts. Now when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. But others said, "We will hear you again about this." So Paul went out from their midst, but some men joined him and believed. Some time ago, prominent members of society crowded into the Saints Peter and Paul Church for a no-expense-spared wedding. At a stipulated moment in the ceremony, the dazzling bride was asked, "Do you take this man for your lawfully wedded husband?" She paused for a very long time and whispered, "I don't know." The officiating priest was a patient man, so he waited. After an even longer pause, the bride leaned in toward him and said, "I just can't make up my mind." The priest thought for a second and then announced, "The wedding is off," and it was. The reception was canceled, tens of thousands of dollars worth of food was given away. A week later, the bride explained, "I was just nervous, but now my mind is made up. I will take the groom to be my husband." Well, maybe the bride has made up her mind, but if I were that groom, I would be very cautious. Now, it is possible that you are by nature a cautious individual. Before I began writing this devotion, I thought I was cautious too. Then Pam reminded me that every second or third year we have a garage sale at the Klaus House. The vast majority of the things we sell is made up of stuff which we needed, things we just had to have. Then, after we had those things, we didn't use them. Some of the items slowly and without any conscious effort on our parts worked their way to the back of the drawer or the top shelf in the closet. Others gathered dust after a decision had been made to move them to the attic. No matter their location, each of these items was tangible evidence we hadn't been as cautious as we might have been. Yes, generally speaking, caution is a good thing. Generally speaking. Still, the Bible records one instance where caution was incredibly foolish. The location was Athens, and the listeners were the learned men of Greece. After they had heard Paul speak of the Savior's sacrifice and his resurrection from the dead, Scripture records they had three distinct responses. There were those who laughed at what they had heard. There were those who postponed their decision, and then there were those who forgot about being cautious and were brought to faith in the Savior. If you were to visit with those folks in heaven, they would tell you it was the best thing they ever did. And the other two groups, what happened to them? Obviously, the first group, which rejected Jesus, were lost. The second group, without a change in attitude and heart, were no better off. In all probability, their caution that day put them in the same sunk boat as the first group. Today, groups 1 and 2 are lost. Which is why, when it comes to faith, we are bold in saying, "Angels rush in where fools fear to tread." We pray, "Dear Lord, may I always reject any voice which cautions me to be cautious in following you." In Jesus' name, amen.